Come on, wake up, it's time. Wake up, let's go, it's time.
And now, from the shores of Bank Row to the banks of the Deerfield River, it's Pretty Vacant here on WMCB 107.9 Greenfield. About to pierce your ears with songs that don't suck.
You got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll!
This is London calling. Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead. I repeat that. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
That's the funniest thing you're going to hear on this show today.
Come ye man, there's a war. Kill the beal, all the guns. You that be
Leon Russell, Masters of War.
Soap, that rancid dinner with the Pope, and left, right. his shoulder, got his thumbs thrown off. Sergio's developing a real bad puff. Sergio's developing a real bad puff. And hell broke loose. And boom went Bowery. Oh, what the hell was it that the president said? Give them all a beautiful parade instead. And left, right, left. While I was over here, I never got to vote. I left my arm in my coat. My mom, she died and never wrote. We sat by the fire and ate a coat.
Tom Waits, Hell Broke Loose. Man, what a fantastic writer that guy is. Speaking of fantastic writers, ladies and gentlemen, Columbia recording artist, Bob Dylan.
John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mama sure was proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out into a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Make me proud to know you weren't a gun. Do what the captain says. Light of medals you will get. We'll put him on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out. John's mom began to shout. Standing everybody in the neighborhood. It's my son is about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while. Her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door. They bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letter ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. Ceased to come for about 10 months or more. When the letter finally came, saying go down and meet the train. Your son is coming back from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. When all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. For his face was all shot off and his hands were blown away. And he wore a metal brace around his waist. Whispered kind of slow in a voice she didn't know, and she couldn't even recognize his face. It that you come to be this way? He tried his best to talk, but his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma? When I went off to war, you thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You weren't there standing in my shoes. Well, I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? Trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most, when my enemy came close, I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I couldn't help but think, through the thunder roll and stink, I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roaring smoke, the string it finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. priest that helped him stand. But as he turned to leave, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.
Dylan with John Brown. Amazing, amazing stuff. And that guy just keeps going. All right, well, welcome to the January... Oh, I blew it. Welcome to the July 6th episode of Pretty Vacant here on WMCB, Greenfield, Massachusetts. Best damn station in the whole world, I'm pretty sure. Alright, so I'm going to call this the J6 episode because, you know, saying July is... That's a lot. That's a whole mouthful. So, J6 episode. Got a little quick Henry Porter update for you. Last week I mentioned that I'd heard he'd gotten arrested at some sort of national state fair and whatnot, but to continue on that, found out that he did indeed get arrested, but he had himself wrapped up in a flag. Not any flag, the flag. So, not wanting to desecrate old glory, the authorities really had no choice but... you know, to release him. And so basically they set him down and gave him a little talking to, gave him a donut, told him to stick closer to church-oriented activities. We'll see what happens with him here in the next, you know, in the next few days, next week, and try and keep you updated, and eventually... I'm going to get my $20 out of that kid. Sometimes I almost forget I'm on the radio. Words almost come out. All right, hope you enjoy this. Hitting pretty heavy on war and maybe punch some Nazis right in the freaking mouth. Thanks for joining us, 107.9 WMCB. And now we got a band that is just as important as any band in the world, and certainly more important than some band like, say, you know, Free, or somebody that really doesn't have anything to say. This is Monster Suicide America medley from Steppenwolf.
Once the religious, the hunted and weary, chasing the promise of freedom and hope, came to this country to build a new vision, far from the riches of kingdom and gold. Like the Christians, some would burn the witches. Later, some got slain. Come on.
Justice, and its keepers seem generous and kind.
That there's Steppenwolf, with a little history lesson, a little tale of caution. Speaking of tales of caution and history, coming up next, this is an honest to God PSA that, man, I think you ought to pay attention because I'm sure this is going to save your life when the time comes. So listen up, pay attention, learn how to deal with this situation.
Now, you and I don't have shells to crawl into like Bert the Turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. Paul and Patty know this. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. Duck and cover. Attaboy, Tony. That flash means act fast. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. That's the first thing to do. Duck and cover. First, you duck. Then, you cover. You duck and cover. Fight. Duck and cover under the table. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. 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 Duck and cover yourself. Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You.
And you.
And you.
And you.
Duck and cover.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
And kiss your sweet ass goodbye.
Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
The Mighty Sabbath. War Pigs, yeah. This is Propagandi.
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. Nations and hammer skins. You wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform. And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms. This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making a history worth being proud of and start fighting the real fucking enemy? Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a Norse god sort them out.
Welcome, please, the MC5.
They said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get ya. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like a drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues. And I'm finally getting hip to the American blues.
haven't got a word on a missus. I got a billion years probation. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. Only stars.
Oh no.
Comic cars.
Oh no.
Cheap guitars.
When you get drafted, Dead Kennedys. Now some Tom Waits. Second time. Yeah, buddy. Tom Waits, hoist that rag. Now, got one more PSA for you.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
I do not get tired of Clash. Coming up next, this one is going to go out to a very special Piggy. I heard he had a birthday recently, you know, last month. Poorly attended parties. Tried to throw big parties and they were poorly attended. Terrible ratings.
Now this song is dedicated
Sad.
To a special kind of person. The kind of person who's hiding under rocks and in closets wherever you go. Hiding behind the guise of respectability. The cowardly journalist who hides behind his typewriter, exploiting people who can't fight back. The assassin who strikes people by surprise. The sicky sadist who hides behind his police badge to commit crimes of violence against other people. Whatever role they're playing, these creeps are always the same. Because a pig is a pig, and that's that. Drifting in lies are so thick, it's stupid,
is all the same. A pig is a pig, and that you know who you are. Your funny clothes is so old, you're just a product from the mold. A pig is a pig, and that you know who you are. I predict what you'll do, cause everyone else is like you. A pig is a pig, and that stupid, mean, and ugly. Down the dirt where you go, lower than you can't go. A pig is a pig, and
right, winding it down. Another episode of Pretty Vagrant in the Tubes. That was the Plasmatics with Pig is a Pig. Now we're going to kind of circle back to where we started. Bob Dylan, Masters of War.
I'm your Masters of War. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind this. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. With a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes. Well, you're trying to move farther, where the best bullets are flying. to this moon. You lie and deceive, and we're walking the world. You want me to believe, but I see through your lies, and I see through your prayers. For the others to fire, but you sit back and watch. But the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion for the young people's blood. We'll be right back.
Bob Dylan, live from 1984. I believe that's Mick Taylor on the guitar on that particular cut. All right, well, it's time to get out of here. Time to turn things over to my friend Mike with a piece of work. Voyager 3 coming up after that. And, of course, you know, hit up the website, WMCB.net. You can listen live. You can find past shows. All kinds of good stuff going on. All right, hey, thanks for joining us here for Pretty Vacant on the special J6 edition. And, you know, have a great week. And tune in next time. See what other kind of stupid stuff I can say.